Amen. God didn't save you and then put his spirit in you, put that power and anointing in you, amen, for you to look, think of yourself as nothing. Some of us got to continue to let the spirit, let the spirit of God, let the word of God talk to you about who you are. Amen. We get tied, we get tied into that. We get a little bit, you know, we let our flesh talk to us. Amen. We'll let other people, but the Spirit of God is saying that Jesus died for you. He didn't die for just anybody. Hallelujah. He died and rose again. And then now he placed his spirit on the inside of you. Hallelujah. On the inside, saints, you have all the help, everything that you need for success. Just as I said that the Spirit doesn't speak of himself, it's a gentleman as well. Hallelujah. It's a gentleman as well. Amen. Those in sound, can you give me a little bit more in sound? Praise God. He is a gentleman. Praise God. And even though you're saved and delivered, God, amen, in your life, as he wants to move, you don't have to move with the Spirit of God. You don't have to do anything. You still got your own mind. You still got your own heart. You still got your own thoughts. But when he saved you and delivered you and you said yes, now we're saying yes to everything. We're saying yes to God in his spirit and his power. Saints, I can't speak enough about the power and the anointing of God. Amen. As I was, my topic, it came to me, an untapped resource. Amen. Many times God, his Holy Ghost is untapped. Sometimes it's due to not lack of knowledge, but other times it's just due to us. Amen. I'm in control of this, God. I'll let you know when you can work and when you want. But saints of the Most High, when you get this sweet thing down on the inside of you, this powerful thing, I want God to rule 24/7 in my life. Am I always successful? Probably not. But I want it to happen. And as we walk in God, as we walk in his grace, as we walk in his power, he'll show up more and more and more. And the more he shows up, the more you'll want him to show up. And guess what, saints? The more it is easy. You'll let God have it. You'll trust him. Amen. In the Spirit of God. And we need to understand that the Spirit of God is just not there just idly by. It does. It has so many works that it does inside of us, directing, guiding, leading us. It does so much. And we're only tapping in probably a small percentage of what the Spirit of God wants us to do. Because you know what I say to myself? I can't do it, God. Well, he know you can't do it. The Spirit of God will do it. The power, the anointing. How do you think the disciples, if you read the Synoptic Gospels, how do you think the disciples did what they did in Acts and then in the furtherance of the chapters? They had to have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. They needed a keeper. They needed a comforter. Hallelujah. And we need a keeper. We need a comforter. Amen. Praise God. And his name, amen, is Jesus Christ. But it's by the Holy Ghost and that power and that anointing, saints. It's down on the inside. Let God have his way in your life. Let the Spirit of God move. Amen. The Spirit of God move. And so here we are. Amen. Pushing our Spirit of God back because we don't sometimes understand it. We don't sometimes let it move. Amen. We don't allow it to have free reign in our lives. We've got in here some great people to do great works of God. But we're sidetracked. Amen. We're sidetracked because of what we're not allowing to happen in our lives. We're being sidetracked on some of our teachings and ministries that God have us because why? We're pushing it back. We're not allowing the Spirit of God to move and to guide us as he will. Praise God. I wanted to show you the importance, amen, just a scripture, the importance of, amen, our Holy Ghost. Genesis, praise God. Let's go to Genesis chapter, amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And it says, and the earth was without form and void. The darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So just to let you know how important the Spirit, how important the power, how important the anointing of God is, how the Spirit of God was there, how the Spirit of God was with God and with the Son, amen, equal, amen, co-equal partners. And many times, again, we kind of forget that because, again, the Spirit of God is a gentleman, amen, and it's okay to be a gentleman. But every now and then, amen, you need to come out of that and say, hey, this is what God has told me to do. And the Spirit of God, the greatness of God, the power of God will give it to you. Praise God. Amen. And in the Old Testament, the saints of God, the Holy Spirit kind of came upon some of them to do a certain task. amen, when they needed to do a task, whether it be to deliver Israel, whether it be to do something, the Spirit of God came and departed. Amen. Came and went. Hallelujah. Came. Let's talk about this. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6 says, "And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy, and with them be turned into another man." This is Samuel getting anointed. Amen. He is just like you and I, just any old man. But guess what? God chose him. But then he said he'll be turned into another man when the Spirit of God came upon him. Old Testament saints, Old Testament, praise God. Let's move to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14. It says, "But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul." That's what I wanted to show you. And when we know the story, when the Spirit of God departed from Saul, amen, he became what? His old self. Matter of fact, he was in a worse state than what he had been before. Saints, that's something for us. Let the Spirit of God rule in your life. When we push him away, sometimes we'll get worse in that situation. We'll get worse in that addiction. We'll get worse. We'll get worse and worse. Let the Spirit, let's not push him out of our lives. Amen. And you know why we push him out of our lives sometimes, saints? Because I got an agenda, Lord. You need to get on my program. And God is saying, no, I have the program. You get on my agenda. You get on my time. You get on my place. You get on where I'm going. Watch me move. Watch me do it. Watch me. Watch God do it. He's saying, get with him. All we got to do is get with him. All we got to do is love him. All we got to do is praise him. The Spirit of God will bring you out of anything that you need that's happening. Whether it be depression, whether it be rage, whether it be anger, rely on the Spirit of God. And you know what, saints? If you'll just pray and seek God. I ask the Holy Ghost to empower me. Amen. And many of us ask the Holy Ghost to empower us. We got a lot of things. Amen. We got a list. But you know what? I ask God, I just want God's Spirit. I just want the sweetness of who he is. Amen. Every now and then, saints, you don't need nothing. Every now and then, a bill don't need to be paid. Every now and then, amen, just even if you are limping, amen, every now and then, just forget about it and just praise God. Forget about it. Get in your closet and lift his name up. Forget about it. Forget about it and just praise him for who he is. And guess what? While you're noticing that your limp will be gone, you'll notice, amen, that the thing that you very needed, God have already done it. Because guess what? You turned your mind and you turned your heart to God. You're praying in the Spirit. You're praying in God's power. And the very thing, the healing that you needed, the very deliverance that you needed, is already happened. Because of the sweetness of God. Amen. Because of the anointing of God. He's already done it for you. Praise God. Amen. And that happens so much. So saints, turn it around. Amen. Not saying that you shouldn't ask. Not saying that you shouldn't want anything. But amen, just praise him for who he is. Praise God. Praise him and lift up his name. Hallelujah. And so we see that even in the Old Testament, hallelujah, Saul had it. He thought he had it. And of course, we ain't going to go into the story. Amen. He wanted to do his own thing. Praise God. And God said, my Spirit is leaving you, praise God. But one thing we can rest assured today, we hard-headed like Saul, but amen, the Spirit ain't leaving us, amen. You know you better be glad about that. If you don't clap your hand about that, amen. The Spirit of God stays with us, even in our disobedience. It's going to nudge you. It's going to try to talk to you. I'm talking about a saint of God. I'm talking about people that's saved, okay? All right, amen. It's going to stay with you. Praise God. It's going to help you. Amen. Praise God. It's not going to leave us like it did Saul, but it stays with us to help us and to guide us. Amen. Because guess what? The Spirit of God is carrying out. I love it. I call him the action man. He just do it. The Son has come and the Father has seen what we need to become, and the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to make it happen. I see that teacher in him. I see that teacher in her. I'm going to make it happen. And every step we move, sometimes we're shaking. I can't. Amen. And God can. Amen. If God said he's going to do it, trust God in the Spirit of God. Amen. One thing I love about God is that he didn't save us all, amen, for nothing. He saved us for a reason. Everything about God, it has purpose. It has vision. It has purpose and plans. And so we can rest assured that he did it, amen, on purpose. I love that about God. Amen. Let's go to Judges chapter 3. Judges chapter 3, praise God. Amen. It says, when then the children of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for the children of Israel who delivered them Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. Next scripture. 10. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel. He went out to war, and the Lord delivered Cush-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, in his hand. But what I'm trying to get you to understand, saints of God, right here, is that in the Old Testament, we're seeing the Spirit of God just touch people for a certain task. The children of Israel needed to deliver and judges. They needed somebody. They needed this, and they needed, and then the Spirit of God will come. The Spirit of God will do it. Will find that man, find that woman to help and to move. And then it's all gone. And then they back, right? And then the Spirit of God they didn't have the fullness. But we have the fullness. Amen. The Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, amen, they didn't have it. It landed on certain people. It landed on the people that God wanted to do a certain task. But today, that Spirit abide with us at all times. We the blessing a part about it, amen. Amen. You can't get rid of the Spirit of God. A true believer, well, you wouldn't want to, but a true believer, I don't want the Spirit of God to go. I need the Spirit of God. I need the power in my life, saints. So I wanted to show you that the Spirit of God was helping these people do a certain task. Even though the Spirit of God was with us at all times, we need the Spirit of God to help us do certain tasks as well. The granted, it's not leaving, but we need that same thing. Sometimes when you find yourself in a rage, you just shake it off. You pray in the Spirit of God. You shake it off. You shake yourself in the Spirit. You pray in the Spirit. No matter what's happening, no matter what's going, pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pray in the Spirit of God. Amen. They themselves, amen, back in the Old Testament, it left them, but with us, it stays. Praise God. And we can be filled at all times. We can have a continual filling, right, saints? Amen. Continue. You know why? Because we need continual guidance. That's why the Lord went to the disciples. He told the disciples, listen, stay here. He gave them instructions. He said, I'm sending it. Now, he knew that he taught them well, but they needed something else to help keep them. And saints, just look up at it. Just think for 2 seconds. You know you need the Spirit of God. Amen. Can you imagine the Spirit of God departing from us? I would not want to be here right now. Amen. Amen. I'm going to run out the door. We need the Spirit of God at all times. The Spirit of God keeps us. It keeps our mouths, our thoughts, our hands. Because sometimes, amen, folk will take you to the next level. But the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God is saying, this doesn't matter. The Spirit of God will stop you. The Spirit of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the anointing of God, the greatness of God. And you know what? You'll find out that you didn't really need to say that in the first place. You didn't even do that. It didn't even matter. But at that moment in time, I had to say it. But the Spirit of God told me not so. Don't say it. It will guide you in all things, saints of God. Amen. Guide your heart. Guide your mind. You'll never go wrong in the Spirit of God. You'll never go wrong in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I remember, amen, when I learned back in, a while back, and I learned from the old people, praise God, and we was talking about the Spirit of God, amen. I mean, I was younger. I didn't know very much. I'm like, what are you talking about? So, you know, what I'm saying is that, you know, I thought the Spirit of God meant this, you know, because I was in Pentecostal, so I need to be, if I don't do this, then I may not be saved, and this, and you got all these things people telling me, but you know what, saints? One thing I love about the Spirit of God, He will open the Word of God to you. Amen. No matter what nobody say, He will let you know the truth. Amen. Of God's Word. Praise God. But I have to admit, I'm going to be honest. Now, everybody didn't have this. And I ain't saying everybody got had this. But I did have me an Acts 2 and 38 experience. I ain't lying. I couldn't believe what was happening. I remember I was, I know it's hard to believe, but I was actually shy at one moment. I was actually shy at a point. I know it's hard to believe. Didn't say very much. I know that's like, real? Is that him? But, yeah, I didn't. I was standing there, and I remember I was stationed in Japan, and I knew I was saved, and I was just like, well, why does keep people talking about, Phil? What are they talking about, Phil? I think I don't have a spirit or don't have whatever. But anyway, make a long story short, I mean, like I said, this is my personal experience. Don't mean you have to do it the same way, but it was amazing. I said, okay, because I was real shy, and everybody, we was in this circle, and everybody's, hallelujah, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, I said, that's good, for them. They need to do that. I'm glad you're doing that. But for me, I'm going to say it in my undertone. Thank you, Jesus. I don't think I need to do all that. I shouldn't have to do all that. I'm saying it, thank you, Jesus, like that. So I said, hey, thank you, Jesus. But they was like, thank you. And I'm like, why? God accepts me for who I am. And I knew he did. I said, he accepts me for who I am. But you know what? That next week I came in there and I said, you know what? I was praying. I said, well, let me see. And then back in my mind, something just said, praise me. I was like, okay, well, I don't know what this is. I know Spirit of God, but and I said, thank you, Jesus. Like, what was that? Praise me. And I said, thank you, Jesus. And once I said it like that, thank you, Jesus, with my heart, I kept saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I mean, and then the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God took over. And I said, that's my experience. And, of course, you know, talking tongues and things of that nature. Praise God. I thought I was like, and then I looked at, because I was just got saved. I was like, is this Acts 2 and 38? What's going on? But thanks to the Most High God, when you're saved and delivered and you know God, the Spirit of God is right there with you. Amen. You have to be, in order to say Jesus is Lord, you have to know, amen, you have to be, it's by the Holy Ghost. But saints, we're not utilizing that Spirit. We're not allowing God. Do you know what you can become? You'll see that we're going to read it. It's a lot of people in here. When the Spirit of God hit them, the very thing that they couldn't do, they did well. The very power they needed, whatever that was, they were able to accomplish it by the power of God. They kept focused. They kept steady. The Spirit of God does so much. And we won't do that. Amen. We won't allow him that leeway. And God is saying, I can. Just let me in. God want to take you. Amen. Amen. Some of us say, we all say, amen, Lord, bless the salvation. But amen, God want to do us with the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. He wants us to be empowered. Amen. Empowered. Power. Anointing. Deliverance. Amen. A lot of times he wants us, sometimes we're waiting to get to church. God wants you to be a deliverer. God wants you to be a healer. God wants you to speak in somebody's life. But hallelujah, if you're not, amen, the Holy Ghost is not there, you're not allowing God, how can you speak? Because the Holy Ghost, remember, if the Holy Ghost is not speaking of his own, when it gets in you, it's not going to think about you either. It's going to be thinking about other people. The Spirit of God that I have, I'm always thinking about somebody else. I'm always thinking about, I don't know who, what can I do? How can I do it? It does that. It gives you that mindset where you're thinking about yourself. And when you get the Spirit of God, it's going to let you talk about yourself, but it's going to be thinking about others. How can you be a blessing? What can you do? And then you won't worry about what you can't do. I just worry about what I can do. Hallelujah, saints. It's a lot of things I can't do, but it's so many things I can do in the power of God, in the anointing of God, in the Spirit of God. It's so many things that we can do. And sometimes our flesh tells us everything that we can't do. We got a list of what we can do. We got a list of our faults. We got a list of it, but the Spirit of God takes all that and tear it up. Amen. Your list that your mama or whoever told you is tore up. It's tore up. It ain't even real no more. It's tore up in the Spirit of God. It's tore up. It's not even non-existent. It doesn't exist anymore. Your excuses are gone. There is no excuse for you not to succeed, for you not to do the will of God. No excuse for you not to walk in the power and the anointing of God. No excuse for you not to do the things of God. No excuse at all. He's not doing it in your power, but he's doing it in the power of God. He's not doing it by your will, but he's doing it by his will. So he's going to endure you from all power of the Godhead. Can you imagine all the power of the Godhead and you still saying you can't do stuff? I don't even know how. You got the power of the Spirit of God? I don't know. Amen. Look at many of the men of God in the Old and New Testament. Many times, they didn't know where they was going. Sometimes they'll have a destination. Go to Jerusalem. I don't know what's going to happen there. Go this place. What we do, we need to trust God. All of us need, we need everything, all our I's and T's dotted. When you trust somebody, they tell you to take a step, you take a step. When you trust somebody, they have to take two steps, even if you don't see the steps. Hallelujah. And we want trust in everything we do here on earth, don't we, saints? We want at least one person, somebody we trust. We want somebody that we acknowledge, somebody that we trust. And the Lord, the Spirit is saying, why don't you trust God? I know you don't see the road. Sometimes God only show you. The road may be a mile long, but he only show you 10 feet. But hallelujah, take that 10 feet and trust God. Trust the Spirit of God. And then when you get to the 10 feet, you go 20 more. You'll go 30 more. You'll begin to trust God. You'll begin to move in the Spirit of God. You'll begin to just believe God for no matter what. So no obstacle will be in your way. Hallelujah. When he called you to do whatever it is, you'll believe God. You'll trust God. You'll just know that God is there. Amen. And when you can't, amen, as Samson did, you'll shake yourself. Praise God. You'll shake yourself, amen, in the Holy Ghost. You'll be like, ooh, I got this thing. Amen. Samson with all his hair, you know, he got his hair. I ain't gonna go into that, but praise God. When you're discouraged, amen. You're discouraged, amen. When you're not feeling what you need to do, you'll tap into the power of God. And what we do, some of us, when we're discouraged, what we do? Guess what we do? We don't say, God, help me, Jesus. I love you, God. Many of us say, you know what? I'm a little bit upset. Pretend this is gin. This is what we do. Ooh, I'm feeling a little better now. Amen. Or something's wrong, we'll try to, you know, do something or go somewhere. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, I'm going to go over to somebody's house. It ain't right. I'm going to go with my girl. I'm going to go with this person. I'm going to somebody's house when the Spirit of God is trying to tap into you. So, saints of God, when you're feeling discouraged and something bad is happening, don't drink no gin. Don't get no Hennessy. Praise God. Don't even go to nobody's house. Go to your closet and try God out. Go to your closet. Try the Holy Ghost out. Watch him move. Watch it work. Try it out. When God get done with you, you won't need the Hennessy. Hallelujah. You won't need the wine. You won't need it. Hallelujah. You won't need another person. Amen. You know how we used to do? Now, we used to do back in the old days. All right. There's nothing wrong with that old day, BC days, right? Amen. Because we didn't have no outlet. I ain't know much. I just know I was upset. So Lisa, pop open a bottle of wine. This is BC days. Pop it open. And, you know, get a little, you know, that's what you do. But now that I know God, I know Christ, my first reaction now is to see what he said. Hallelujah. And sometimes you want instantaneous reaction, but sometimes God just wants you to stand still and see the word, God's word. Stand still and see the blessing of God. Stand still and see the salvation of your God. Stand still. Hallelujah. We're ready to move, but stand still sometimes. He didn't move that obstacle, but stand still anyhow. If they come turn the electricity off, stand still. Let the lights go off, but watch they come back on. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Because we want to move all the time, every time. We got to get this thing moving. And I'm going to be honest, I'm a man. At least somehow I'm going to fix it. The car got a creak, alternator coming out. I'm trying to take care of business. But sometimes God says, stand still. Just be quiet. Get you a psalm out. Get you something. And watch God give you peace. God is trying to see what God is trying to do. What we want God to do is remove every obstacle. But what I'm asking God to do, I'm not asking God for obstacles. Let me put that straight. I'm not. But since they're going to come anyhow, hallelujah, I'm not going to just pray that move. I'm going to pray I move above them. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, amen, I need to know where I'm not. Obstacles show me I don't have patience. Obstacles show me I'm mean as a rattlesnake. Obstacles show me I'm not who I think I am. Sometimes we need obstacles. That's how I get cleansed. Why you think I'll be crying? Sometimes I pray and I'll be crying because God showed me I am. My patience ain't worth nothing. How you going? I'm going to know that if I'm getting everything. If nothing ever happened to me, oh, I'm the man. Well, you're the man because ain't nothing happened to you. You're the man when something happened to you. Let me show you when you can't, when somebody come against you. Let me see how the man you are then. That's how you know what you have in you. And you tap into the Spirit. You tap into God's. You tap into the Holy Spirit. Saints, it doesn't matter. Again, as I said before, you could be 1 to 100. But let me tell you something. You can still, if you got a heartbeat, you can still be used by God. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. I've been in the hospital a couple times. Folk in there, they can't move, but they sure talking about the Lord. Amen. What you talking about? It's preaching and teaching in the hospital. They can't even move a leg. So you can be used no matter what. But saints, while you got power, while most of you, I'm seeing most of y'all can move, look like, amen, let's get on the move for God. But when you in the Spirit of God, remember, I tell you, it was a scripture. I'm just excited. It's a scripture. Amen. A scripture, praise God. Guess what it said? It said, the disciples, what happened when they was in prison one time, they was in prison, they let them go, and they were scared. But they said they prayed in the Holy Ghost, and guess what? The God gave them the spirit of what? Boldness, hallelujah. So, saints, you're not going to be the chicken, amen. The world is telling us to sit down and shut up. They're telling us, amen, I'm going to do it my way, but guess what? Righteousness, oh, it's over, way overpower ungodliness. You don't shut up. I'm not shutting up for nobody. I know God is real. I know Christ is real, and I'm going to speak it. When they tell you to shut up, say it more because they need it. They need the Spirit of God. They don't think they need it, but they need it more now than ever. Folk are dying and going to hell, but we can do our part. Amen. You can't save all of America, but you can still work at your job. You can still work whatever you are. So saints, if you got the Spirit of God, you pray for that boldness and you won't have to worry about it. Because sometimes people get apprehensive when they talk to people you don't know. I don't know what she's going to say. What's she going to think if I say about Jesus? But when you got that boldness from the Spirit of God, you know you're doing it for their good. You know you're doing it for the good. So I'm going to care. You may say you won't want me to come near you, but I realize you have a health condition, and it's called hell. And I'm going to do whatever I can do in the name of Jesus to do that. So saints, shake yourself. Believe God. Trust God. Work it out. Amen. And we can turn things around. Righteousness will always raise up a standard against unholiness. As we see it, and we see it in everywhere that we look, and we just look at it. We speak to each other about it. But hallelujah, when you're confronted, you make sure that you stand flat-footed. And when you feel weak in the knees at your job and your CEO talk to you, you are saint of God. Excuse me. You're a saint of God. No, regardless, you're a powerful person of God. And whatever they happen, whatever happens to come and go, you do your thing. You do it. You stand up for Christ. Even if the CEO gives you a pink slip. Even if somebody say you stand up. Many of us are different things to different people. Right now, you're holy. Tomorrow, depends on who you are, but the Spirit of God will make one continual person. You'll be aligned well and prospering. And that's why you say, well, why this is happening in my life? Why this happen? Because guess what? We're not applying all of the principles of God. We're not getting that Holy Spirit. We're not doing what we need to do. But we want to reap the benefits of everything. And sometimes we have to do our part. You see what I'm saying? So let us do our part and watch God move and work. You can sing stuff for the Most High God. We get filled, refilled, constantly refilled, constantly refilled, constantly refilled, constantly refilled. I keep saying that over and over again. You ain't going to never be done with the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is never going to be done with you. He remember, the ability, he makes whatever you do. If you're smart, the Holy Ghost makes you smarter. If you're strong, it makes you stronger. If you have wisdom, it gives you wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Are you going to speak it, though? Saints, let's go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Praise the Lord. Amen. John chapter 16. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatsoever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Next verse. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it unto you. Next. All things that the Father has in mind, and therefore I said, he will take of mine and declare it unto you. Isn't that wonderful? We need that, saints. I need the Spirit of God to remind me that I'm holy in a situation that sometimes calls for unholiness. I need the Spirit of God to remind me that I have purpose and I have destiny. You need the Spirit of God to remind you that I'm going to go ahead and say it, you're saved and sanctified. You need the Spirit of God to remind you you're not that same person that you once were. You need the Spirit of God because that old person, hallelujah, we're in this old body and it constantly knocks on the door. I want to come out. You know who I'm talking about, that one that want to fight all the time, the one that want to cuss all the time, the one that want to steal all the time. He's knocking, she's knocking on the door. But the Spirit of God, when you begin to want to grab something that's not yours, the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God say, that's not yours. Don't take it. It's not yours. It's not yours. Hallelujah. When that anger and when that fighting spirit gets in you, you don't have to worry about it because God's got your back. I don't have to fight you. I don't need to fight you. I didn't say don't protect your family. I didn't say that now. I'm saying just don't start fights. I'm going to protect Lisa. So y'all come up and do something. Something may happen. I'm going to pray about it. Hey, man, I'm military. I got all kind of firearms and stuff like that. I ain't just come up in there. I'm going to try to shoot you in the leg or whatever. But I ain't going to start nothing with you. How about that? If you don't start nothing, it won't be nothing. How about that? Okay? If you don't start nothing, it won't be nothing, okay? Praise God. But if you, just joking, but if you do start something, I'm going to try to push back as much as I can, praise God. And that's that Holy Ghost, that's that Spirit of God just trying to help me to push back. I'm going to do what I can do, okay? Praise God. But you know how you do. Have you seen an animal, he get pushed back so much, he get in that corner, well, you know, he be like, man, he only this big, but he scratched my eyeballs out. He don't like, you know, some rats and stuff that try to, praise God. He be like, what? Amen. Let's go to John chapter 14.
And you're like, wow, I can't believe it. So sometimes when we push back in the corner, but remember, we have more resolve than you know. You have more strength than you know. And I'll say this thing's probably about 90, well over 95% of stuff can really be avoided. It had nothing to do with what I just talked about. It's just daily interaction with people. I don't want to feel bothered. You're annoying me. It has nothing to do with anything. Most of the stuff that we go through, if you compare it to the disciples, you compare it to everybody else, it's child's play. It's babyish what we go through. And we still mad. I ain't coming back here for 3 weeks. I want to see you. I'm running around. I'm at my mama's house. At least they're calling me home. When you going to come home? My mama, how you hurt my feelings? And you realize the disciples. See, when I realized that what the disciples went through, saints, I shake myself. I try to, you know, get to the mature level because I realize, wow, they're like in the 12th grade. I'm like in the kindergarten. I'm complaining. Boo-hoo-hoo. And disciples going, their lives are being threatened. We ain't never had our lives threatened. And I want to see some of y'all with your lives threatened. I'm scared of y'all already now. Stress some of y'all. Everybody here got guns. I'm like, well, how you doing, sister? She come out with a six shooter. I'm like, okay, I just said hi. Praise God. I do not want to see. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I wanted to read a little something to you real quick. And this one says just about the triune God and how that works. It says, the Father chooses a people to redeem and sends the Son to accomplish the work of atonement. The Son voluntarily humbles himself, complete the earthly mission. The Father sends the Holy Spirit at Jesus' request to apply the atoning work of the Son to the people the Father has chosen, resulting in new life, faith, repentance, sanctification, and glorification. Amen. If we could only be like the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost take a back seat, but it's all powerful. It's all known, and it takes a back seat. Amen. Saints, come on. We live in a world where everybody want to be seen. All you got to do is turn on TV. It's 60 what kind of, what do you call those TV shows where it's supposed to be real? All this, whatever. All those kind of people. Terrible examples to anybody. And everybody got a show. So if you're a good person, you ain't getting no show. But if I'm shooting guns off in the house and I shot myself in the foot, we're going to give you a show. Right? And so those that we see here, we see God working and moving through justification and just blessing us. And so, saints of the Most High God, we need to take the Spirit of God to greater heights in our lives. And you know one thing I love about it? It's a, again, as I told you, if we take that, adopt that, we're going to prefer others. I can't help it. I'm going to prefer you, Minister Ellis. I'm going to prefer you, Elder Bates. I'm going to prefer, amen, the saints of God over myself. God will provide. I really believe in this, that God will provide opportunities because guess what? He's in control. I don't need to fight. Not with a saint of God. Not with somebody that's got the Holy Spirit. I don't need to fight. You want to go ahead and do it? You can do it. See, what we do is we sometimes get mixed up in who we are with another person. Well, if Minister Ellis do this, then maybe I ain't who. Well, no, I'm who I am. You can do whatever you want to do. The Spirit of God, the power of God said who you are. And we let people take it from us every day. We do. We let them take it from us every single day. We judge ourselves from people's vantage points. I'm not saying that we don't need to examine ourselves. If I'm rude, I need to know I'm rude. I don't have no problems. But I'm talking about not even that. We just examine ourselves compared to other people. I'm not doing that anymore. Because guess what? I'm in a class by myself. Minister Ellis, you in a class by yourself. Elder Bates, you in a class by yourself. You in a class by yourself. How can we compete? Then, you know what? I can be humble and meek in God. Oh, guess God got enough Holy Ghost for all of us. Amen. I could be crying out right now saying, Lord, I could have tears and snot everywhere. But guess what? You can also have the same thing. He can pour on us both and never say, oh, I ran out of energy. God has it all for us. Why be jealous of somebody? Why be envious? I just need to do what I got to do for God. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Do your thing. Watch God bless. Do you and let God do him and let the Holy Ghost be inside of you. It's all going to work out. Let the Holy Ghost, let the Spirit of God. Amen. I love that. He does not have a respecter of persons. Amen. And that's why I remind myself. Now, I have respect for persons. I try not to. I can say all day, speaking the Holy Ghost in tongues. At the end of the day, sometimes I still are not perfect. That's fine. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes everybody else is not. It doesn't matter. Christ has told me who I am. And I remind myself, now this sounds crazy, but I remind myself who I am because everybody, if you're breathing, you're going to get discouraged. You may get discouraged in your vocation, your job. You may get discouraged in what you do for God. You may get discouraged in all kind of manner. But shake yourself. Read the word of God. Let the Spirit of God fill you again to show you that you're somebody to God. You're somebody to Jesus. When you're feeling low and worthless, that's your flesh. Rebuke it. Jesus wouldn't die for somebody that's worthless. Jesus wouldn't die. Why he gonna shed his blood? And I'm walking around talking about, woe is me. I'm somebody in God. I'm somebody in Jesus. You need to know that when depression or some type of thought try to hit you, we don't do that. We just let it roll with it. And like I said, when it hit us, what we do, if we don't be careful, we ain't praying. Give me a drink. Go get me that bottle now. I feel good now. Yeah, for a few hours. But God's got a remedy that won't give you a headache. God's got a remedy that won't cost you. God's got a remedy, amen, so that you won't be speaking. Because some of us, I don't want to see half of y'all drunk because everybody is a different person. You sitting here quiet now, but you might run up here and punch me. I don't know what you'll do when you're drunk. Amen. Praise God. We don't know when people are drunk like that. Praise God. I ain't going to go into that, but praise God. We're going to get drunk. As I heard an old preacher say, he said, you're going to get drunk in the Spirit of God. Amen. So let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Thank God. And I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Praise God. And let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Praise God, they're working on it. Thank you. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, and goodness, and faithfulness. The next verse, gentleness, self-control. So, and it says, against there is no law. But I wanted to read it, but what I'm trying to let you know is that the fruit of the Spirit, amen, which is possessed you. You are possessed by the Spirit. The Spirit of God is in you. So we possess these things, amen. They're in us, amen. And these things will come out as a result. They're going to come out as a result of you being unselfish. They're not going to come out. If you thinking you're going to say, hey, I'm going to do my thing, you ain't going to be having too many of those things. Because in order to have self-control, that means you're going to have to shut your mouth. That means in order to have self-control, that means I'm going to not say what I need to say. I'm not going to hit that person. I'm not going to break nothing at the house. Cops come over. Talking about, you know, anyway, we won't get into that. Talking about, woo! Talking about episode of Cops at your house. Amen. Don't get nobody started. Amen. Some of us back in our busy days, oh, man. Noise everywhere, man. Don't get him started, man. So self-control. So gentleness. You can't be gentle, ready to knock somebody out and ready to get in an argument. So the fruit of the Spirit will let us know. And you'll realize that when you do it, it was really worth it all. I love having peace at my house. I love it because I come from a background when I was younger. Again, I reiterate the point. I come from a background. Folks, they get with you in my house. Loud, drinking, all kind of stuff. So I make sure my house today, that's just the least. If you can hear a pin drop, that's what I'm trying. I don't want no noise. I don't want folks start stuff up. When I used to go to my uncle's house, I don't know who going to fight. I don't know why they going to fight. Everybody eating. All of a sudden, somebody say something. Praise God. And I said, you know what? I said, when I grew up and I got into the Spirit and I knew, got saved and the Spirit of God filled me, I was like, I want peace. I'll do whatever it takes to get peace. That's just Ellis. That means including just say, whatever you going to do, sweetheart. I need peace. I don't feel like I can't be doing the argument thing. I try not to as much as I can because I come from that background. It stays with you when you have fussing and fighting and cussing, and it stays with you. I need the opposite. Some people thrive off that. Like my brothers and some of my brothers and sisters, they still have that environment. I be on the phone with my sister sometimes. I'm going to tell you what's be going on. I'm like, are you talking to me or who are you talking to? Praise God. It's six people. She kicking somebody. I'm like, I call you back. Okay. I told her, I got to have peace. But the fruits of the Spirit, and then also the Spirit will give you wisdom, a word of knowledge, a word of faith, a word of healing, prophecy, working for miracles, discerning of spirits. So the Spirit is working in so many ways in our lives. Amen. To let these things be manifest in us, we'll be working. Amen. I ain't got time to be looking at you all trying to get these things in my life. Are you kidding me? And I know that my natural man is contrary. It fights against these things. It said, gentle, don't be gentle. Tell these people that, you know, what's going on. It's the exact opposite, saints. But God is saying for us to do it his way. And he will protect you when you do it his way. Amen. Trust him. Amen. The disciples trusted Christ even until their very death. But you know what? Paul said, he said, I've kept the faith. And he said that when he's getting ready to die at the hands of Nero, he said, I finished my course. Don't you want to be able to say you finished your course? Don't you want to be able to say you did it? With God, amen. So, you know, with God, amen. Y'all together in this. So, saints, I want you to know that and believe that and trust that. Believe it. Amen. Saints, I want you to stand. Amen. I'm just going to pray real quick right where you are. Father, Lord, we thank you, God. We are thanking you, God, for everything that you are. God, you're awesome. God, you're awesome. And God, we're yearning for your spirit. We're yearning for your right way. We're yearning to be like you, God. And so, Lord, as we lift our hands, as we stand, God, we yearn to be like you, God. Your spirit, God, your power, your anointing, God, is everything, God. And so, Lord, God, you left your spirit, God, not as one that is dormant, but your spirit is one that is active, God, and moving in our lives and guiding us, God. We need guidance, God. We need directions, God. We need to be directed, God. God, we know a way. We have a way, but that's according to our flesh. God, we want to do it your way, God. So we surrender our all to you, God. We surrender, God. God, we pray, God, that you'll fill us again, God, over and over again, God. That, God, when we're not betraying the attributes of God, that, God, you fill us, God, and we'll come back to gentleness, God. You fill us, and we'll come back to meekness. You fill us, God. We'll come back to self-control. You fill us, God. We'll come back to humbleness. You fill us, God. Hallelujah. We'll have love, joy, peace, God. You fill us, God. So, God, give us a spirit, God, that we will give ourselves to you, God, and not unto the world, God. God, we'll give ourselves to you, God. So I pray, fill us again, God. Fill us again. Come on, saints, say, fill me again, God. Come on, say it like you mean it. Fill me again, God. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost fall on you. Fill me, God, some more and more and more, God. Fill me again and again. Hallelujah. Again and again. Come on, saints, say, fill me again and again, God. Hallelujah. When I'm on that job, fill me, God. When I'm at home, God, fill me. When I'm dealing with the children, fill me, God. When I'm dealing with that employer, fill me, God. Hallelujah. When I'm at home, fill me, God. With my wife and children, fill me, God. Wherever I'm at, God, let the Spirit of God reign, God. God, I pray for the spirit of boldness also in the saints, God, that they will not walk in fear when it comes to you, God, but they'll walk in power and walk in the anointing of God. And Lord, we'll forever give your name the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Say amen for the word.
Amen. Amen.